Nick,
what's up?
Let's get drunk.
What is this?
It's vodka and orange juice.
Okay. I will say, my attitude towards alcohol is a lot less...
disgusted.
Discriminating?
No, not disgusted. More like, because I wanted to distance myself from alcohol, you know? Not like...
Why?
I was...
You're never close.
Yo.
Yeah, I was. That's, I was
true though.
I was, you know, I was. I don't know what the word is, but
I lost my phone.
I was just kind of like, I didn't really ever want to get drunk, but now I'm just kind of like, I should probably
do it.
See what it's like. Yeah,
you should.
Dude, I asked your mom. She just let me.
Yeah, go, I mean,
go get some.
I wanna.
Let's get drunk.
Well, we're on the fucking podcast. I'm not gonna go. Or move the microphone closer to your mouth.
Just go do it.
Uh-huh.
Get like a cup.
Yeah. Pour up.
What do I get?
Pour up.
What just, do I get?
Dude,
same thing.
Tito's and orange juice, bro. You don't need no fancy pink drink.
Do that in front of my mom. What is what she says? Yeah, but no, but like the couple weeks ago, me and Kaya were alone in the house.
Ooh.
And we had a bunch of Trulies in the fridge, and Kaya was like, let's get drunk. And I was like, all right, yeah, let's get drunk, whatever. And so she started taking Trulies, and she hasn't ate yet, right?
Oh,
and I was like, stop. We're going to eat first.
No, I always do that.
Yeah. Well, that's not good, because doesn't your stomach start hurting or something like that?
Nah, you're just going to wake up hungover more likely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I made her eat first, and then we started drinking, and I wasn't trying to savor it, because you know how like usually I'm like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to take it. I shotgunned another one.
Oh.
And then I drank another one. And I didn't really feel anything.
Because that's only two. You probably need...
I had three.
Yeah, but...
You need 10.
You need
10.
Dude, Trulies?
But I thought that would do it for me, though.
Probably not, no.
No? Yeah, but by the time, like, because I took three, right?
And because you ate two, so it's...
Yeah.
Dude, slam half of this.
Kaya took like two, and she was gone.
You're a male. You're more...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
but
you're superior.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd take much to get me to at least be tipsy, you know?
No, I've become a fan of whiskey, so I'll just do...
You look like a whiskey man.
So I'll just do like straight whiskey and ice, and that'll be me all night. We'll go like four deep.
Nico's a man of culture.
You really do feel
like...
Yeah,
you see, like, now, I don't know, I guess it is me maturing in age, but I taste this, I take this, and be like,
It's not about the taste, bro.
Not anymore, though.
No, it's about the taste. Whiskey's fucking chef's kiss.
You want me to finish it? Or?
I said, slam
what
half
is
of
half? What is half?
Just drink, bro. Just drink as much as you can.
Under the pickle. Under pickle.
Under pickle.
Under pickle.
Or just finish it.
Or finish it.
What a bitch.
Don't taste it. Just...
I'm a bad drink. No, I spilled.
You gotta swallow it. Just not taste it at all.
Mess. Just
no, a little bit more. A little bit more.
Yeah, just...
Now half of that.
Finish the whole thing.
Well, he wants it.
No, it doesn't matter.
You
I'll
can always
more,
get
bro.
More.
I can get more.
Okay, hold on.
Finish it.
Wait, have you
it.
Ate?
That was kind of... Yeah, I did. But that was kind of my plan after the podcast. I just wanted to get...
I just wanted
John to get me drunk, not in public.
Slam
yeah, okay?
Slam it. Bro.
Yeah, just slam it. Yeah, just fucking drink it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Your face. You went...
It is nasty, though.
Yeah.
I know how much wasn't there.
Probably wasn't that deep.
Unimaginable. It was like me just like...
For real? In front of my mom?
But yeah, sadly, I've been getting okay drunk, like almost every other night. Like, not stupid drunk, but enough to where I gotta like kind of focus to get home, you know?
You're just, like, trying to feel something, though?
I don't know.
Or what?
No, like, not really. It's just, like, I don't know. It's just after work. That's just what I want to do. I'm just like, all right, let's go drink.
Right,
so
but you're not...
Go to the bar, play pool. Like, it's fun.
Yeah. But you're not getting like ridiculous drunk though, or no, something stupid.
No,
like,
not stupid drunk. You're being, like, I can always drive home fine.
You're being semi-responsible.
Yeah, it's not very responsible because I definitely get drunk, but not like blackout drunk.
Yeah,
you know.
So are you going to school yet or no?
No, I start this next week.
Oh, I thought, okay. Is it in school or is it online?
Half and half. Like, I only have one class in person.
What classes are you taking though?
English.
Alrighty, man. Now the party started.
Okay, well. What are y'all talking about? I was talking about class, but I was just trying to fill the time before you come back. But I had a plan for today. Mm-hmm. I had two plans. I forgot the first one, but I remembered the second one.
Sure. I'll try some.
Pretty much. The microphone.
Pretty much what, buddy?
Pretty much, I want to do a deep dive into Victor's head. Oh. Because I think that'd be like a funny, really interesting video or episode.
You should do a deep dive into Nico.
Oh my god, you wouldn't get anywhere. Actually, you'd get everywhere.
Oh yeah.
See, I.
Okay, Nico's... maybe we should do a deep dive into both of you, but like.
Yeah.
The deep dive into Victor's head was. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
What?
I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you didn't.
I didn't cut you off? Okay, I thought I did. I'm sorry. Anywho, what are you laughing at, bitch?
He's coughing.
I have phlegm, bro.
Oh.
Oh, you disgusting fuck. Just kidding, me too.
But, pretty much the deep dive into Victor's head was really because we all know Victor says some
weird,
crazy,
shit.
Weird shit, you know, and then yeah. He's texted me some pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm insane, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so literally insane. That's why I want to get into a deep dive into Victor's head, see where, you know. This shit
where
comes
from. At?
Yeah, this kind of stuff. But, as we all know, Victor gets very political.
It's not that I get political. Okay. Sure, I get political.
Yeah, admit to it, bitch.
Any sort of disagreement with the common knowledge is political towards you.
Okay, well, that's the thing. I want to kind of tell you how you can talk politically. Incorrect. Without actually
putting your
talking.
Emotions into it.
Well, not that. Not actually enough. Talking politically. Like, I remember, like, when did the Jewel come out? What?
Oh, when, that was my sophomore year.
So it would have been my junior year? That's when the Jewel came out? No.
That's when I started.
Was there like, vapes before Jewel, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking.
But they weren't, like, disposables. They're more like the mods.
Yeah, but they were like what I'm talking about, because I vividly remember in a young grade that I remember looking over and I saw this girl like like duck under and take a hit from something, and then she blew the smoke into the bag. Clothes like zip the clothes,
oh,
and
like
put
the
it
backpack?
Back. Yeah,
yeah.
Like into his backpack, or, you know, zip the clothes, and then you just see like this very tiny amount of smoke coming out of the bag. And I just remember seeing that. I was like, we're in the middle of class.
No, yes.
In like the eighth grade. Like, what the fuck is going on?
People are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I was like, but
How do you feel, bro?
Huh?
How do you feel?
I have my mouth is as dry as a bitch. Give me some.
Dick.
Dude, I'm drink some water, bro.
I have no more water. I drank it all.
Give him some of that.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Yeah, he's fine.
This probably sounds very engineering of me, but knowing the science about anything and everything can really help you out.
Yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
Like, you see, like, right. Like, what are they, like, that sounds super like engineering, sciencey, you know, like fucking nerd alert thing.
Yeah,
no, but it's for real. It's for real. Like, that's why. Like, okay, the only reason why engineers can actually figure out more, like, you know, like if you put yourself against an engineer, you're probably gonna come up with like 5 things, but the engineer is gonna come up with like 50. You know, right? Like, you understand that, right? Right?
Or,
huh?
Yeah. Or,
you understand that, right? Okay, so. The reason is because when we look at an equation or relationship, we can see how, we can visualize how a certain change in the relationship is going to affect the whole thing. You understand? Like,
oh, so you're just talking about like thinking ahead.
Yeah, like we've been trained.
No, but you understand
learned.
How things work.
Yeah, so we understand. Like we understand insight. How a relationship with a certain thing is, you know, behaves. We can figure that shit out. You know what I mean? And so that's why, in real life situations, you already know what you have to tinker
Yo,
of.
To expect.
You already know how to find what you have to tinker of to get a certain outcome. Yeah. You're already trained to do that show. So I know I'm going on a tangent, but like I'm like for real.
No, I
like
know
understanding
you have,
the
I know
science
yeah.
about something.
Yeah, it helps.
It
you
really just it just puts you on another level of excellence. You know?
Yeah, like, I know, like that's true.
Yeah,
it's like knowing, like after you fuck so much, eventually you know how to satisfy a woman.
Yeah,
like
there's like a formula.
The connection there.
Yeah, there's like a formula.
The more you understand, the more you can do.
Yeah, yeah. And then fuck once yeah. you, doesn't and then
like,
personally
like,
speaking, I don't have a huge dick, but I know how to make a girl. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Like
enjoy.
Yeah,
have
you
a
know,
fun time.
You know, what specifically
you're fucking gay.
To tinker. Well, you know what specifically to tinker
to
get
rub.
A certain like outcome.
Yeah, you know what to rub,
you know,
and what to pull on.
You know, like, that's a perfect example. Like, I'm for real.
Like bro,
that's good.
I remember the one time this girl just like out of nowhere licked my ear and like whispered, "No homo," whispered "daddy" in my ear, and I'm like, I felt this weird.
He's like,
shape.
Oh, I'm coming.
No, I didn't know, but I felt like,
you know, it's crazy.
And now, oh, yeah. ever since then, bro, now, like, if I'm getting really in it with a girl, I'll lick their ear and I'll be like, oh, you like that.
I'm dead.
And, bro, and they always please, do now. They please, always,
leave
it's
me
just,
alone.
It's just something I found out. So, yeah, the more you know about something, the more you can.
Bro,
the first eat. Time.
I'm gonna re-pour up.
The first time Kaya called me daddy, I came immediately. Yeah, but she didn't want to come today. But yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, so I fucked this girl the other week.
Oh!
Yeah.
How many girls after Hannah?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about... Okay, I'll ask later.
What about
continue.
Who?
No, continue.
Oh, Ariel?
Yeah.
No, we're just friends.
Oh.
We're just friends.
Y'all fuck though?
No.
Oh.
No, like, we're literally, like, just, like, cool friends.
Okay.
Like, we're just pretty close.
Okay. Well, did that upset you, or were you
no.
think that was
no,
better?
Like, no, it's like super cool.
Okay. With what you were gonna say?
Nothing. I was letting you know.
No, the sex was a girl.
Yeah, I know. I was letting you know.
Oh.
Oh, there is to it.
Just
a few times.
A few times.
But then it stopped. But it stopped now.
It stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, this is just someone you knew, or someone you just it was
a girl
brand
from work.
Mmm.
She got fired the other day, so we're chilling.
Why she get fired?
Oh, she's a fucking dumbass at work.
Huh?
She was a dumbass.
Like another server?
Mm-hmm. That's how it was. So, what
the way you walked in.
I know. You look faded.
Okay. Well, that went in a completely different direction than what I planned.
What?
What's up? What's up, Nico? What's
so
up?
What are we talking about now?
Okay, so I wanted to go ahead and put the microphone back in your face, please. Yeah, give a setup. But I wanted to continue about
the shit strong.
About getting deep into Victor's head, and I was gonna tell him like this was gonna be like a masterclass of how to be non-politically political, you know what I mean?
Well, okay.
Do you think we should?
Do you want to do that or get deep inside my head?
Well, no. I don't want to get deep in your head today. I want to get deep in your head in a different episode when we actually plan.
Every day we can get deep in my head.
Yeah, I know, but like I want to.
I think about weird shit all day.
I want to like. I want to specify one episode of just us getting deep in your head. You know what I mean? Like
you know,
nothing
sometimes-
else.
When I sleep at night,
okay, Victor.
I meditate into it.
I know, Victor.
And
Victor, not this episode.
My dreams get
Victor,
so
Victor.
Vivid. I can't.
Victor, Do you Victor, know, stop. Wait, just
let him talk about his dreams.
Do you know, have you ever had a vivid dream where you don't remember? You can't differentiate what's real and what's not?
Oh, yeah. Like, you think that's real life.
Like, your dreams are so real.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then when you wake up, you're like, is myself from the other dream sleeping and now I'm dreaming?
Nah, not that
or
much.
Or am I
dreaming? Whenever I wake up, I know I'm awake.
Well, okay, well, that too. I know a trick. It's like, if you know you have 10 fingers, you're back. That's the only trick I know. But sometimes I just wake up and I'm like...
You're like, where are my fingers?
I'm like, how long has it been? Am I 60 now? I'll have a dream where I sleep in my dream. And I'm going through on my day. Even if it's like a zombie apocalypse, I'm doing what I need to do.
Yeah, I've had those dreams. Cool.
Okay. Well,
you know, when you fuck a bitch in a dream, it just feels way more real.
Yeah.
So I just
you're a nut in a dream. It's...
I'm not gonna share that.
We need to have a party.
But yeah,
I want to be able to. The thing is,
I want to be able to go into your head with kind of a guide. You know what I mean? So that way we can steer like which way is
political. Are you gonna do some like?
I'm crazy.
Are you gonna do some like therapy research?
Oh, therapy doesn't work.
No, I've done this several times. We're gonna. I just.
Have y'all seen Sex Ed on Netflix?
Yeah, but
it's good as fuck.
Yeah. Like.
How do you feel? Like
I feel. I need some more. I need a drink.
Do you want some more, Nico?
Yeah, I'm good right now.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I want you to have kind of like an understanding of how to get political without being political.
Well, in my mind,
okay, can I just get to the masterclass?
I think that
God damn it.
We're being brainwashed into thinking there's
okay.
only two sides.
Okay, Victor.
This that's is how we get divided. And once you get divided, they have control.
Okay.
Because then they control one side and they control the other.
Okay.
So there's never a middle ground.
Okay. Okay. So you see, that is actually a perfect example of being politically not political.
I know there's rich people in the world. Astronomically rich. There's elite. There's royalty. We're farmers, bro. We're peasants. No matter what way you think about it. We're running in circles. The rat race, no matter where, if you're lucky, you'll get somewhere in life. But no matter what you do in each corner, you'll never get to where they are because it's been set for ages and ages.
Talking about that family
you
wealth.
You see, this is
that so generational wealth is very key.
Yeah, you see, this is all good. This is all good. Continue. Like this is...
Like, why do you think we're still... We're in 2021. Why do you think we're still running with cars that run on oil and gas? It's because the Rothschilds, the 13 families. Anytime someone discovers how to make a car, any sort of transportation unit run on something that's not gas, they get killed. Something happens to them. It's like anytime someone runs against Putin. Vladimir Putin. Oh, he was drinking tea and then died.
Yeah, you see, this is all good. This is all good. You see, what I'm trying to this is what I'm gonna say. Okay,
we're nothing to them.
This is me teaching you to get how to talk about politics without actually talking about politics. Is you make a statement and you have to make sure that the statement doesn't put you on some type of side.
We shouldn't have a royal family.
Oh, it just has to be a biased statement.
Yes, it has to be non-biased. So non like centered or not so non like focused on something, and that you can no one could like hear that and say, oh, he's conservative or
making a general statement.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's definitely liberal. You know what I mean? Like if I come out and I say that abortions should be illegal, then you can say that I'm conservative. You could assume that.
Right. Abortion should be illegal.
Yeah, if I come out and I say abortion, you should okay. You see, like that is an example. See, that what he said is an example of how not to be like that is very political because
you know what? I stand by this one.
Okay, yeah, you see, this, what he's saying is, what is, yeah, what is he, okay, okay, stop, shut up, wait, hold on, I'm saying, what he's saying,
wait, no, I mean,
what is, what I'm saying is,
you know what I mean,
what
wait,
I'm saying,
wait, stop, I have to make my point now,
okay, Victor,
I choose
Nico.
This side.
Nico.
I stand by it.
What I'm saying is, what he's saying is very political because you can see a side. You can see a side. You know.
You can get specific on it.
You okay? Victor, if, wait.
Look,
Victor,
let me you gotta listen. Look, to, you if gotta a bitch is pregnant for more than.
Oh my god,
guys. You know, I think we're getting too specific this with is, this, but this we're is, on the same line.
This is like very okay. And
plus,
okay.
There's a lot of things that go into it.
Okay, maybe, we're getting very specific, and it doesn't have theories, to. It doesn't have to be that specific. We agree.
China are Shut buying up. The kids. Bro.
We agree.
China okay. are buying the kids.
Let's just say we agree.
This
hospitals
is,
are
this
selling
is,
the kids.
This right, is you do that. Victor. This is not. This is not okay. This is political.
This is very okay.
This is what I have to take out. You know what I'm saying?
No, you have to put this in.
No,
you have to, we
not,
have to
I'm
stand
not
a point.
I
yes.
know I'm not wrong. I know he's not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
Okay,
and I'm not wrong.
Okay,
either.
I get that. I get that. I get
but people
that.
Should know our point.
I get
if you.
What I'm trying to teach you is that this is what is political because you can define
exactly
what side you're on. Nico, what Nico
and
said,
I stand by this side.
What Nico said, obviously he's, and what. You said,
and this is you know, what I said earlier. They're trying to divide us, bro, by putting sides.
Yeah, that's why they
okay.
said we
should
agree.
Be one, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
we,
why the Bilderberg.
And I think shit shouldn't be so deep.
That's what I'm saying. But like that conversation, it was very obvious what it was. Now, if it was something that
Did
was a little more, huh?
No, never mind.
Huh?
Does your sister smoke cigarettes?
No one. Okay, well. It's what
I
I'm
like
saying,
to smoke weird. Cigarettes when I'm drinking.
What I'm saying is, you know, what that was, it was way too obvious what side you're on, you know what I mean? So, but we can talk about other things that
right,
maybe is
about?
A little bit more complicated.
What do you want to talk about?
All right, so how I was going to do this is a masterclass.
You save the polar bears, bro.
You see, that statement, I have no idea what side he's on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's cared about the bears.
Yeah. That's so like a complex, broad like statement. You know what I mean? So,
Koreans are sexy.
Exactly. You know, this is all great stuff.
Your sister's watching Squid Game. Have you seen Squid Game?
I've started it last night.
Hey, yo, don't! I haven't started it.
It's a
I
solid
have,
show.
I haven't started get it.
Dude, but you have to watch it in Korean though. You can't watch it in English.
My man. It's a cultured man.
But
if you're watching it in dub, bro, you're fucking. You're ruining it.
Sub is okay, right?
No.
Yeah, you have to have subtitles.
You have to have okay. sub. Because okay. the real actors...
They
literally
spoke in Korean.
You're not listening to the real actors. You're not listening to the emotions
yeah.
they're saying in their language.
Boom. Burn.
I agree.
Yeah. Learn
I agree.
How to read, bro. Come on. We're in the
I agree.
21st,
I agree.
22nd
but,
century.
But do
whatever.
They speak fast?
21st.
Do they speak fast?
Bro,
I mean, the words
Korean.
Come out fast because it's Korean, but like you can read.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So
you can speak
like,
Spanish fast. Una orden de tacos, por favor, sin cilantro, cebolla. You know, like.
Yeah. Like, but that's understandable. Order. But like,
know, right? That's the
like,
that came.
What was the problem for Kaya was who she was watching Money Heist?
She's white.
Right. She was watching Money Heist and it's originally Spanish, so she doesn't like dubbed either. She doesn't like dubbed either.
Wait,
so
she doesn't like dubbed?
She doesn't like dubbed.
Okay.
She
good.
Has
That's
she has
good.
To do
you
the
have
subtitles.
To watch.
You know?
So it's like anime, bro. You don't get
right,
the real emotion.
Right, right, right. So she was trying she was doing subbed for Money Heist. But they speak so fast she couldn't keep up.
She's gotta learn how to read she, fast.
Yeah, she could not
do you know
keep
how
up.
Fast Japanese people talk in animes? And it's like three
yeah.
sentences.
Yeah, but like you get time to like actually read that. Like I find it much easier.
You gotta evolve.
But even what I'm saying is she couldn't read it. She couldn't like keep up. Yeah. So she had to watch it in dubbed, unfortunately.
I mean it doesn't sad. Matter in the end. It's whatever. whatever, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. What I was gonna talk about was as y'all know, you probably heard, the Farmer's Almanac has
what?
The Farmer's Almanac has already.
What's the Farmer's Almanac?
it's a very reliable weather source. They do like a prediction of the year, and they're very reliable. You know, like they predicted the snow last year. They predicted it. Huh? But they predicted it, and but yeah, that statement was very they predicted it. It was a couple of days off, and so that they're predicting it again this winter. So y'all heard about that or no?
Wait, I'm sorry. They predicted what?
The Farmer's Almanac, a very reliable.
Yeah, I know. I heard all that part, but what did they predict?
They predicted snow like last year.
No, this year again.
This year again.
They all I wanted to hear.
They predicted
snow again.
Okay, right, but. The problem, well, you didn't fucking experience it, but you know everybody ran out of power.
Oh, yeah.
Not me, bro.
Yeah, but y'all. It was a fucking mess. It was, like, awful, right? Right? So, I'm sorry. I don't know why I kept it away from you, but in the beginning of it, we were kind of blaming the politicians, right? We were like, yo, Ron, what the fuck? We were like, yo, Ted, what the fuck? You know? And it was everyone, like both sides. They were just, they were blaming, and they were like, "Yo, Greg, what the fuck? You know, like Ted, you went to Cancun.
You're clearly liberal.
You know, like that is not clearly the
clearly.
That's not no, but everybody did that. Everybody complained.
I was like, I mean, yeah, because you might didn't as well have power. Stay in Cancun, bro.
No, you
need a vacation.
I guess that is a type of way, but wouldn't you still like. Yo, like,
is Ted Cruz gonna do, bro? Like, fucking come to your house, like, hey, where's the problem, bro?
Yeah, you see, that's exactly what everybody was thinking. Like, what the fuck could they do?
Politicians just need to make choices, like,
yeah, you know, yeah, like, that, what the fuck? Okay. How are they gonna fix the power? Because that's what everybody was thinking.
I mean,
that statement that was very obvious which side you're on.
I mean, that's obviously
So that's what I'm saying. Why I'm saying you can't. That stuff is not okay to say. That stuff is not what you should be saying. All of this is what. This, Victor, I'm telling you, everything that you've been saying. Like, okay,
that's
okay,
actually true,
okay, Victor. Victor, I'm telling you, this, all of that, the entire time I've been saying Victor, all of that is not okay stuff to say, because it's not because I disagree with you, it's not because it's
fuck people's opinions. It's not, think I've ever cared what I've said?
I'm not saying, hey, I'm saying it's not that it's conservative.
I'm not racist. I'm not,
like, bro, if you were saying the opposite, I'd be saying the same thing. If you were saying standpoint, I would be saying the same thing.
One of my closest friends is black.
I guess okay. I'm telling you, all this stuff, you can't be saying like that. That I
don't care.
That you shouldn't be saying on the podcast. I'm saying like you shouldn't be saying on the podcast. That's okay, what I'm talking about. Bad, this is the whole thing. That either you can't say that either. You can't pick it. But the thing is, the opposite is the same thing.
You have to
say. A good,
you
know, statement.
Fuck the president. You know, there you go. That's a neutral,
that could,
right?
That could be a neutral.
Fuck
that is
the president. Fuck the government. Why are we still running on a president way?
Because
why don't we have a Texas president?
Exactly. It's
an Illinois president.
And
why
you know
do we
why?
Have,
that's called.
You know why that's okay?
Let's make our own country, bro.
Victor, you know why that's okay?
You know what a country is, right?
Okay.
We're just like a big village.
Victor. Victor. Ooga, but you know that why that's okay. Why it's okay to say stuff like that.
Huh? Because it's a neutral zone.
Right. But what else? Get closer. Because
can we talk about something else?
Okay, but it's because, Victor, it's because it's so broad. It's so broad that both ways can see that way. You know what I'm saying? And so it's so unfocused. That's why you can say stuff like that. So that is okay. Like, that stuff, I don't care if you
we
say.
We left.
That you can't say. That's what, because.
Most military members that have ever been to Afghanistan have gone through severe depression
and their anxiety. This is the perfect,
because we lost hope.
This is
we gave up on the women and children of Afghanistan.
This is okay.
And the people we fought for.
This is okay. Right. This is okay. And
women are being enslaved away. This slave, is okay, dude. This is okay. They asked. I remember there's an interview in Afghanistan. They asked the people, and they're like, or I don't know what country it is.
I'd say, Victor. I'd say,
like, what do you think about women being a politician? And they start laughing, bro.
Yeah, you see, this is okay because this is just a fact. This isn't like an opinionated statement. You know what I'm saying? So, and there are exceptions. Like, if you were to say, just we failed the leaving of Afghanistan, that is obvious. That is literally, that was literally a fact. Now, if you say America is
supposed to be the tower of hope, the pillar of might,
the beacon of hope.
Yeah, the beacon of hope.
What I'm saying,
you know why we got to the point of our military in the 1900s is because the fight against communism. And what communism is what communism.
Okay, that you can say.
You know what communism is, right?
Everything but that was okay.
You know what communism is, right?
Yes.
When people oppose it, and they're like, "Nah, we don't care. You oppose it. We're going with it." Oh, you oppose it? Dead. Someone else is new. Do you know what I mean? Our system is corrupted to the core. Do you know what lobbying is?
Yeah. Okay, this is exactly what I want to talk about. This is exactly.
Do you know what lobbyists are? Do you know what lobbying is?
I know. Let me tell you something crazy.
I don't even want to talk about this. Let me tell
you
about aliens.
Let me tell you something fucking insane. Okay. Our whole energy crisis. I know y'all didn't. I forgot that y'all didn't experience this part because y'all had power the entire time. But our energy crisis in Texas was really the fault of some really shitty legislation really back then, okay? So the oil companies are not, it is illegal for them to produce more oil than they're supposed to, even in a time of emergency. So while Texas was in need of so much fucking power, the oil company literally could not. They were not allowed. They had no physical, no lawful, no way of actually making more energy in the case of emergency. So what was happening is CPS was asking for more power. The oil industry said, we can't do that, and we're going to give you this power for a really spiked price.
I can't wait till we're all 21. We can go to a bar. How old are you, Nico?
Did you just 18. Fucking change the subject?
I turned 19.
I just changed.
But you got a fake ID anyway. I can't. You when's your birthday? What when are you 20? I don't know.
I hate this. You changed the subject. So
oh, my bad.
You changed the subject.
I know that we're going to have a lot of moments like those when we're older.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, exactly what I was saying, like, by Texas law, like, Texas did this was actually political. This is actually a case that is political, because while it was happening, when we were blaming people, we were just like, actually, what could Ron Narenbrook do? Like, what could Ted Cruz do? You know, we're actually like, what could they actually do? They can't actually do anything. But now we have this information, and they actually can. You know what I mean? Like, Greg Abbott could put an executive order in these times like these where they say that, like, they have to create oil. You know what I mean? Like, so pretty much nothing has changed. We're about to come to this energy crisis again, and none of our politicians have said anything about, like, if we're doing anything, if we're preparing, or like, well, what should we expect?
And we'll just see come to my house. We'll see if I have power this year.
Yeah, we always come to my house, bro. You see, that's the thing. Like,
I always have power.
Like, we are in a state where we actually have to prepare for this crisis to happen. We actually have to get ready, and we have to actually have a plan for when this crisis is happening. When in reality, we shouldn't have to be doing that, right? Should we have to be doing that? But, like, would you be happy if there was a crisis, and then you found out that you're like, the people who have, like, the people who are supposed to make stuff happen aren't actually doing anything to make sure it doesn't happen again, so that you're actually having to literally prepare for them to fail again?
We have it.
How is that okay?
I'm not disappointed. We have it way better than 80% of the world. Okay,
and that's yeah.
You ever been to,
like,
Cuba?
They don't work there.
You ever been to, like, a poor country?
Right, but. They don't
have it worse. They don't even have power. They don't even have internet.
Yeah, but they don't work there. They work in our country where we're not like you're just sitting around getting paid by our PAX Terror Bunny. Like, what are you doing? You know, we pay you to fucking fix these kind of things. We like elect you because we think you're actually going to be good in these type of things.
Fucking, you know? They don't know. They don't have any trades. All they know is how to talk
exactly,
to people.
Exactly.
Plus, you're saying like, you, like if you know how politics work and you don't, because there's a lot that goes into it. Okay. You don't know how the city really runs.
Yeah.
I don't know how
yeah,
the city really
but
runs.
I like to see I don't some, know how the state really I like runs. To see some actually fucking effort there's into always, trying to find what the fuck is going to go on in this crisis.
There's always back you know, conversations.
Like, what are, like, you heard, I know you heard about the Almanac's prediction. I know, because it's been on the news, and I've heard it all over. I know, but like, I know that they know because they obviously had to hear about that shit, right? Like, fucking CNN is saying, like, yeah, Texas is gonna fucking like freeze over again.
Fuck
you. You don't think the mayors and the fucking like the governors are gonna hear about that shit? Like, of course they know about this, and yet they haven't told us anything.
I mean, what does it do?
They haven't told us.
You're not gonna have power for like 2 weeks. So what?
What the?
You don't need your phone.
People died.
People died?
Yes.
Yeah, you're people actually died. They froze to death in their house.
Not even that, but
you're
like...
You're fucking retarded. Imagine, they should have cut down a fucking tree and built a fire,
imagine someone relies on, like their fucking air tank and, like, they have to, like, plug it in or something.
Air tank?
Yeah. Like, what if they, like, they have to plug it in or some shit or, like, something
yeah, like
happens.
People on life support.
They literally...
Get a generator.
You know how fucking expensive a generator is? Like, bro, I'm not even kidding. The cheapest generator you could get to power your heater.
No, whenever I worked at Home Depot, we like sold out of generators.
Yeah,
for months.
Yeah. Right, but like, how much is actually like, is a good generator? How much?
Dollars.
No, to power your heater, to get like the necessary things.
You don't
to
need
make
a heater.
Sure, you fucking do.
Just bro, get a bunch of blankets.
I'm telling you, man.
People, you cut some wood.
People literally froze to death. They got hypothermia. They did like stupid shit.
They're
like,
fucking retarded.
Yeah, like, but like, bro.
Unless
like,
they're elderly.
But
unless
not even
elderly,
not even only
retarded.
That. What if you live in an apartment? How are you gonna like you're like a generator is gonna help
you?
You
get blankets.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying,
you just double. You just keep double, bro.
Like I said, like
30
I said,
degrees
if someone
is
had
nothing,
to,
bro.
Like I said, if someone had to, like it wasn't 30, bro. We were down at six when
six
I woke
is
up.
Nothing, bro.
When I
it's
woke
like
up,
negative 30.
We were
in
at
Alaska.
6 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's like negative 40 in Alaska.
Yeah,
no one
bro.
Here
bro,
has
Alaska.
Ever. No one
Alaska
here
has power.
Has ever. Fucking felt that type of weather, but what I'm saying, like in the apartments, a generator is not going to help them. Because what if they have to plug in to survive? What if they have to plug in to get something working to make sure that they're like going? You know
what
I mean?
Do you mean going?
Going as in like giving themselves like the medication they need to go on, like to prevent something.
Bro,
you
get
whatever.
Blankets, you get
bro,
rice
okay,
and beans.
If someone needs to take some type of fucking medication,
you drink water.
For like a fucking heart disease or something,
you
have to make sure.
Do you not
like,
know
what
how
if,
to swallow pills
what if,
without
what
water?
What if they can't like charge their pacemaker or something? You know, like they're fucking, they're screwed. They're literally going to be killed, like because of
look
power.
At the draw,
power
bro.
Is such a
look at the draw.
Like, power, you're like a survival fitness guy.
Look
like,
at the draw, bro. That's not fair.
And I get
it's
that.
It's never been fair.
I get that, but like, still, there could be something done. Even in the littlest, if like the mayor just made sure that they salted the streets so that what happened in Fort Worth wouldn't happen again. You know, if like we know about this now. We got this so far in the thing and
everything.
We're actually prepared.
Our country is so big, bro.
Not doing anything.
Our country is so... Do you know how big our country is compared to everywhere?
I know.
You can't fix everything. Bro,
right, but this isn't enormous. America. This is just Texas. This is just Texas.
Yeah, you can't fix everything.
Huh?
You can't fix
everything.
I know,
but you could do something. You could do something, right?
You can eat rice and beans and...
Yeah, you can eat rice and you can do something. You can't just stand around.
You
gotta like,
survive, bro. You can't just die. It's like, oh, I can't...
Okay, yeah, but you can do something, right? Like, it all goes around. Like, yeah, you can't fix everything, but you can do the first step. You know, you can't...
We need to switch topics.
You need to... No, like... No, for real.
Minute.
For real.
We're not getting anywhere
but
with
for
this.
Real, this is for real, though. You got, like, a like your pipes are bumped up. You can't fix it. What do?
You die.
What do? You dead. Look up. You look up plumbing services. That's the first thing you did. That is something. What... No one has done anything yet. And that's what I'm saying.
Look at the draw, bro.
Anyway.
If the zombie apocalypse, are you going to be calling your neighbor... Like, hey, bro, There's zombies around my house. Please help me. Nah, bro, you ain't coming.
Okay, I get that. But in that situation...
Nature always wins.
In that situation, are you just going to sit around and just do nothing?
No, I'm going to fucking fight.
Exactly. If I die, I die. Exactly. 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 So they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything.
You expect politicians to do everything?
I'm saying I want them to do something. This is such a something. Like your zombie pockets thing. Say, like, fucking, I don't know, Ron Arbuck calls the
I hope Dallas, this is a phase. I really hope Dallas this is a phase,
major.
Bro.
No, I'm telling you, like, say Ron Arbuck asked the Dallas major, like, hey, man, we need some help. And Dallas major's like, I can't help you. You think it's going to be like, oh, shit, all right, I guess I'm not going to do anything. Like, he should be like, okay, well, I'm going to do what I can. Well,
He's probably doing what he can.
Okay.
Definitely.
But I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen nothing. It's probably
very
nothing.
Hard to do the things.
Right, but why haven't we heard anything?
How many people live in Texas? How many cities are there in Texas?
Okay.
What's
saying?
The growth demographic in Texas?
We have
shit.
How many
this
illegals?
This is too deep.
How many?
Okay. You don't even know these
questions.
That what he said right there is not what we can say.
How many homeless people are we trying to help?
You don't know any of these answers.
Okay. What I'm telling you.
I don't know them either.
No, I'm saying you don't.
That's
I don't.
What I'm saying.
I'm saying they can't do everything. Bro.
What I'm saying is, but they can do something.
There's so many things you need.
Okay, done. But like that is like what, the power is such a big situation.
We can't do anything about it. We've never been ready for.
They could try to do.
We've
something.
Never been ready for snow. They We're not can, supposed to have snow like that.
They can try to do something. They could try to get something better. They could try to, you know, like a big situation when it was happening is that there was office buildings in downtown that were still powered when no one was in there, you know, and no one turned them off, and you know that was a big problem. You know, now
no one cares about anyone anyway.
Right, but now I'm saying. Now that this happened, that we saw that was a problem in the past, I expect to see this like sometime, like some of it, like such this little thing, somewhat fixed. You know,
I love you, man. You're great. You're great, bro. You're a good person.
What are they gonna do? Just stand around? Like you see, this is I think that's my problem with this.
Fuck it. People don't care about people.
You know,
especially politicians.
This is I just feel like this is something.
No one gives about no one. You know, the only thing that matters. And people's mind is money. That's the most common thing ever. So whatever makes you money is what you're going to pursue, right?
I have to piss so bad. All right. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, we're done. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is the end. Go ahead and follow or subscribe to us wherever you're listening. Smash that like button if there is one.
Nick doesn't pay us, so we work for tips. You can donate to us on buymeacoffee.com/rinkydinkyboys. Link in the link tree in the bio.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram to never miss an episode. And we also post some extras in our socials.
If you have some comments, questions, or feedback about this episode or about earlier episodes, tag us on our socials, comment on our social media posts for the episode, or in the comments on YouTube, and tell us what you think about our ending segment, if we had one.
We upload at least once every month on the 15th of every month, so we will see you again in at least a month. But pretty much,
yeah.
All right, bro.
I
have a date with Woodford.
With who?
With Woodford.
Who's Woodford?
My favorite.
Bro, let's go with you. Bro, take us with you, dude. What do you? Bro, wait. You gotta show me what you did with your ID.
You just have to crop it. You have to find a way to crop it.
All right, this was fun though. Nick, you're crazy, bro. Let's go watch Squid Game with your sister. I'm gonna go watch Squid Game.
Wait.
Bro, they calmed down. Bro, Nick was going all
some more drink. Give Nick some more drink.
Bro, you need some water.
Alright.